Welcome to DSL, Date, Sex, and Love, a podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions in relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Date, Sex, and Love podcast, aka DSL, as we all call it. I'm your host, AJ, none other, the best, never resting. I'm trying to rap, but it's not working. Okay, welcome to another episode of the DSL podcast with me, AJ. And as usual, we've got an interesting topic to talk about today. And who is my said guest? She's not just a guest, she's a friend. She's a very, very fine babe. She's voluptuous. You know, Nigerian women, we have to be voluptuous. You know, she's thick. She's got a thick waist. Chubby. But unfortunately, she's not single. The guy is taking care of her well. Yeah, Nigerian men. Shout out to my Nigerian men that love voluptuous women. You know, you love it thick. You want it to keep you warm at night. What's up, Precious?
Hi, Jumi.
How are you?
I'm okay. Hi, everyone. Can I give a shout out to everybody listening to this podcast right now?
Yeah, shout it out.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say, I'm just like the second or third time I'm sitting.
Third time.
Here, and I'm more than excited to be doing this. Yes. I love this podcast so much, and I know you guys love it.
Yeah, preach it, preach it.
So don't stop listening to us.
Yes, so
thank you for always listening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for always listening.
We love you like that. Okay, so we've got a trusty topic today. We've already started gisting about it, and the mic was off. I was like, no, please, let's quickly on the mic before we just, you know, ramble on all the story because we want you to be part of it. So today's topic is all about the zoning lane. And if you don't know what I mean those of you that have been zoned, that have been zoned, they are zoning you, you are zoning them. So we're going to talk about that now. All the brother zones, the sister zones, the cousin zones.
There's even some zones that you don't even know what to
call. The gist zones. I've heard of gifts, the gift giver zone. I've heard of one, the gisting zone. I just like gisting with you. I love you. I love being around you. You're a great company.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
So let's get into that. So starting from me, when I thought about this topic, reason why I thought about this topic is because I have never in my entire relationship life, never ever been zoned. But my producer made me realize something. And he said, maybe you could have been zoned though, but it's just that you threw the zone in first. You did not give them the opportunity to zone you. So you were the sharp one. Like, yeah, I'm so sharp like that. Yeah, I'm sharp like that. So I've never been zoned in my entire life. Okay. And when apparently I heard of this zoning thingy in relationships, I was sort of confused. You know, I was like, what's all this thing about? Then I now realized that, but wait though, I've never been zoned though. But I don't zone guys, though. Yeah, I don't zone guys. But not intentionally. You know, there are some people that they know that you like, you know, there are some girls that they know that this guy likes them.
Yeah, and then
they still zone
the guy.
Exactly, you know. And there are some that don't know at all. So for my case, I did not know that this particular guy, there are more than one. I didn't know that they liked me. So I just took them as a brother.
So if you're part of the people that AJ brother zoned and you're listening to this podcast, please, she did not know that.
Forgive
you liked
me,
her.
I did not know. You did not say it. You did not come forth to speak, you know, speak it into realization. They say speak it to the universe. You did not say it. You kept it in your mind.
You said, I did not talk.
Exactly. If you had talked now, probably I would have been with you right now as you're listening. I'll be your girl. But anyways, that's all done. So let me ask you, Precious. Have you ever been zoned before?
Yes, I think I've been zoned a couple of times. But the one that pained me so much, it pained me to my heart. Because you know how you're liking somebody and you're feeling that, this person also likes you. He calls me, he even calls me babe. Like, hello, babe. That's what he does. Hello, babe. And then I'm like, so I really don't need to do much. He already likes me. And then I'm flowing with the vibe. And then one day he comes up and says, hey, babe, what I have just for you? And I'm like, okay, maybe he wants to. He said, I like somebody. I like this girl. I like.
And you're like, excuse me?
My dear.
Excuse me?
Then I still give myself the hope of, oh, you know how somebody likes you and then they want to use style to tell you.
Yeah, they want to start with story.
I give myself that hope and say, okay, maybe it's me he wants to refer to. That's how he starts saying, oh, I met this girl through my friend. Uncle, you did not meet me through any friend though.
1 + 1 was not adding.
You met me and you, we met. You don't meet me through any. That means it's not me he's talking about.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, I want to. This guy even gives me details of when he wants to toast her, the day he toasted her.
Aww.
And I'm just here. Like, now, what kind of zone would I call that? Did he G zone me, like my G?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, it's G.
If you are listening to this podcast, or if you're eventually listening to this podcast, I've not forgiven you.
Wait, is he married now?
I'm going to get to that gist.
Okay.
So even on their first date, he says, oh, let's review this restaurant.
Wow.
I'm helping this person, somebody I like. Review restaurant. A friend of mine who said, why don't you just tell him that you like him?
So exactly.
That he will just stop doing, he's messing with your emotional. I'm like, I can't even tell him. And then he says, I want you to help her pick a perfect outfit. I want to wow her. I want to give her an outfit for the date.
Now, wow. Wait, did you do it?
My dear, I did though. You know, you know how I say, oh, you're into fashion, help us do this. I'm like,
okay.
So I picked a dress. She was even a size 8. So I picked a dress
for this auntie.
No hating, no hating, guys. I picked a dress for this, my crush's crush.
And she wore it. She liked it.
She looked beautiful. He sent me a picture. She looked really nice. And then they started dating. And guys, guess what?
What?
1 year or so into their relationship, he proposed.
Oh, that must be heart-wrenching.
And then he said, oh my guy, how far? I'm getting married to the love of my life. Wait,
my guy referring to you?
Yes, that's how he said, oh my God. So that's why I said, he's the G-zone. He look me finish, call me guy. Hey. And you know the funny part? At that point, I was single. So I was
hurt.
It really hurt me. Like, so this guy is getting, and it was just 1 year into the.
Did you go for the wedding?
Well, I actually did. But I slid to the wedding.
Was it?
Like,
let him know what he missed.
Yes, guy. You didn't date me, but I'm here. Well, I'm happy for them. I'm actually happy for them. But that was like one of my really great zonings. Other times people just zone me. And like AJ said, I will even know that they won't know that I like them.
Yeah.
And then they just zone me.
So why didn't you pick up the courage to just let him know?
I think it's just the society stereotype of a woman doesn't tell a man that she likes him.
The shooting the shot.
But right now, if
you were to rewind back the hands of time,
I would have shot my shot. Like from the first day he even says hi, we start talking, and I said, oh, I really like you. You're cute. You're my spec.
You know, this particular scenario reminds me of this a movie that I really love. It's Julia Roberts. I don't know if you've seen it before. My Best Friend's Wedding. You've not seen it before. Okay. So there are two best friends, a guy and a girl. But this guy let the girl know, let Julia Roberts know that, okay, I really like you. And she's like, no, you're like a friend. We've known each other for childhood. And she was just keeping him on his own lane, on the friend. Only for 1 day out of the blue, she received phone call. Hi, what's up? Hope you're good. How is business? I just wanted to let you know that I'm engaged and I'm getting married in 1 month. And I want you to be there at my wedding as my best friend. And she goes nuts. Like, she was absolutely annoyed. She was like, what? You're mine. I get a girl. And what? Then our other friend was like, he's not yours, really. He has been asking you all that you've been denying him. So why are you? She did everything possible in the movie to make the guy, you know, lose the girl. Even as far as going to kiss him on the day of the wedding day. Wow. It was the wedding day. But then the bride found out, you know. But anyways,
that one, I think she's not okay.
But it happens. It happens to some people, you know. So for me, let's talk about the reasons why some people zone. So for me, most people, I believe that most people, do the zoning thing is because they've not come to the realization of how much they actually like that person.
Mm.
They've not really opened up that opportunity to see that person at a different light.
Mm.
And there are some that already they can imagine how that person would be, you know, if they have a relationship with a person. But because they don't want to kind of cause a friction in case that relationship doesn't work out,
mm-hmm.
they will still want that person to be their friends or to their brother or their cousin, and that's why they just like zone the person.
Is it possible that maybe they don't just see, like you said, they just want the person to remain their friend, or but isn't it possible that they don't just see a sexual relationship with this person?
Like I said, they've not opened the reality of them looking at that person in that sort of way.
So, like my case now.
Uh-huh.
Let's use myself as an example. So my crush did not open
his eyes.
His eyes to see me in a sexual relationship.
Yeah. He didn't open his eyes to see in that place.
That means he never opened his eyes to see, because he went to
did, because he cherished his friendship. He had a friendship first. He saw that you guys, he saw you as a very good friend of his, which is quite difficult to find nowadays.
But don't they say
honest
best relationship, people in a relationship are people that were first friends?
Yeah, and there are some people that even though they were friends and they have a relationship, the relationship doesn't work out.
Wow, this life is
not. Okay, so let me say my own story, why I totally brother zoned this person. So, I didn't know, to be honest, that this guy had feelings for me, but I suspected it, you know. But you know how in Nigeria women we don't want to assume too much,
mm-hmm.
so that we'll not go and bear like Puma, so that we'll not be disappointed. And let's be honest with ourselves, Nigerian ladies that are listening, we don't like rejection.
True,
that's part of the reason why most Nigerian women don't want to shoot their shots.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to handle rejection well. Some men will say that they too don't like rejections, but they'll be like, we be guy, we move. But you see, for we women, we don't move like that. It will take us a while.
That's when you start thinking, oh, could it be my body shape?
Mm-hmm. It just messes up with our psyche. Yeah. So back to my story, I kind of suspected it, but I did not want to be disappointed. He was also an awesome guy. He's really cute and all. And I kind of looked at him, it would be nice to have a relationship with this guy. But I did not want to assume. I did not want to be rejected. Mm-hmm. So I just... She's like a brother. Let's leave him like that.
He has entered. That's the brother zone, guys.
He's like a senior brother, you know.
Mm.
And only for his friend to come and ask me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt like, okay, maybe since he's like a brother to me, maybe he told me, she's a good girl. Go ahead, you can date her. So that kind of made me feel like, okay, he doesn't have any feelings for me. For you to like give your best friend the go ahead. To come and, you know, ask me out. So he just meant, okay, so that means it doesn't have any feelings for me. So you can see it's not really my fault. So I ended up going out with this best friend. And later on, I got to realize that he wasn't happy about that relationship. That he actually thought maybe I was going to say no or something. And he affected both of them. It affected their friendship, you know, they were not close like that anymore. And I felt bad, really. But then again, I did not know what to do. You didn't come and ask me. You didn't come and tell me.
Speak up, brother.
That you have feelings for me. Isn't that me? Now, go on and say, do you have feelings for me? I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm very sure that's how most Nigerian women feel. Like, do you have feelings for me? Okay. So now that I know you have feelings for me, what are we going to do about this? You know, like that song. Now that we found love, what are we going to do? You know, that kind of thing. So I felt like you should be the one to man up,
mm-hmm.
to come and meet me, to, mm-hmm. you know, confess your affection to me. And then fine, maybe I'll break up with your friend and then we'll have this thing going. But he never did, you know. And I just left him there at the brother zone That's
a safe zone for him, actually.
So, but what are the signs to look out for when somebody is about to zone you?
When you start saying my guy. Yes, now, don't call me your guy. I don't be your guy.
Oh, when my sister.
Sis, I'm not your sister.
Mm.
I know how many people my mother gave birth to. Don't call me sister. But, like, sometimes these things are like you said, they are unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a very good friend right now. Shout out to you, Samson. Samson is my very, very good friend, like right now. But when we met, he liked me.
Yeah. Huh?
But you know how you like somebody and for example, you like somebody, but you feel like you're how do I explain now? My recent relationship, we don't talk like people, we talk like guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, imagine somebody liking you and coming with that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like this person, I'm like, I like her, or I want her to be my babe, but my real SG. So that was the energy he brought.
Okay.
And I flowed.
Okay.
Like it's very nice to have a friend, especially a male friend,
mm-hmm.
that you can talk. I can call something to tell him anything, yeah, everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
I won't get judged. Mm-hmm. But he liked me.
Mm. Did he tell you?
I'm getting there. And then along the line, in my head, this person is my guy. I've brother zoned him in my head because I feel like that's the energy he brought.
Okay.
But he's bringing that energy as a babe that he likes, that
he wants to have a friendship and also be
his babe. And then the first day he said it to me, I'll make the move. I'm like, eh?
Yeah, well.
Oh, God, you're my brother. And he said, eh, I'm your brother, Bao. And I'm like, you're my brother, as in, you're my guy. Which, I beg. Mm-hmm. And then that was how, till today, he's still in the brother zone.
Aww.
And he's doing very well in that.
He's doing very well. Oh my God.
He's doing very well in that. Trust me. And I actually feel like you said, so that we don't lose the friendship. I actually gave it a thought. Like, and I said, this is not somebody that, if we eventually have anything together, it might not last. It might ruin the friendship that we've built. And just remain in that zone. And like I said, he's doing very, very well in that zone. We talk about all the girls he's going out with.
And you talk about the guy you're going out with.
I talk about the guy I'm going out with. And then everybody is happy.
Okay.
So signs to look out, like you asked, is when they are already coming to just talk to you. Like I feel like if you feel something for a girl or a guy, no matter how comfortable you want to make the person feel, no matter how you want to make the person, I can talk to you about any and everything. There will still be a little strain of feeling in how you speak to the person. Like how guys talk to themselves. Ah, guy, how far now? How you did? Don't come and talk to me like that because you want me to be your guy and your babe at the same time.
Okay.
No. Even if you want to be like, ah, babe, what's up? Ah, babe, I have cheese for you. Ah, my love. Still be throwing it
like,
in.
Like, be like, my love, how are you?
Be trying.
I have juice.
This juice is hot. Okay? Be trying it. Don't come and be talking to me like I'm your guy. I will not know. And ladies too, don't. He's not your brother. The way you talk to your brother is different from the way you talk to a man. I feel like if I had even maybe throw hints and tell that my crush, oh, do you know you're so fine?
Yeah.
Do you know you're so cute. It was so nice to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
I really don't need to come out and say,
throw in those subtle.
He will get the memo.
Okay.
But when you're being all, my guy.
My brother.
My sister.
Cousin.
Help.
Okay, let's take it to another angle now. So I'm very sure there is a guy or babe out there listening to us and they're like, okay, we have already said our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
These people are aware of the feeling, but they are still brother zoning or sister zoning us. How do we graduate from the zone? And that person is still single. How do we graduate from the zone level to actual relationship? How do we win this person's heart?
That's going to be very, very tricky. But one thing I know is that consistency helps. When you show this person how much you care about this person all the time. One thing, if for the guys now, one thing about we ladies is we like effort.
Yeah.
We like to be shown how much
you really do.
So if you're a guy and maybe she has brother zoned you, I think you should just be consistent. Just always show this girl the little things matter.
Yeah.
No, love her how she wants to be loved, not how you want to love her. That's what I think. Okay. Like some people now, they believe that, oh, like for me, if the littlest things, like just know that maybe if I try to own this generator now, it will inconvenience me, but you now come and do it for me. I'm like,
Precious, say the truth. Mm. The one that you like is the food. You and I know. Myself, I know. Just order food from that restaurant that she likes.
My baby does that. Shout out to you, baby.
On a regular. Yeah, he does. I see the status.
So, guys, just be consistent, basically. Yeah. Just be consistent. For the ladies, I know how it might be difficult for us to show our affection first to the guy, to the opposite gender. Because all these guys safe. You can go and show your affection now.
You run away. It's not on to ghost mode.
I understand. So for the ladies, I still think that effort matters.
Yeah.
You can't be, I'm not saying go throw yourself at this guy.
Yeah, we're not saying go and wear sexy lingerie. And
no, that's not what I'm saying. No.
No.
I'm just saying just be nice.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if he needs somebody to talk to, be there.
Mm-hmm. But let him know, like, you know,
I'm not your sister.
Exactly.
If you want to see, if you want to be very plain about it, be saying it every day. I'm not your sister.
Please, I'm not your sister.
Please, I'm not your
sister. I can be more than that.
Exactly.
I'm even more than that.
I'm even more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're
so
telling him.
Be setting the tables clear so that if you try and then it still eventually doesn't work, just take your L and move.
Yeah, move on. Move on. Yeah, move I on, really love
move
that.
On. Just take your L and move.
And another thing is, let me tell you this story about my friend, a guy who was brother zoned.
Mm.
So what he did that got promoted him to the boyfriend zone.
Wow. Was congratulations.
In as much as, I'll be very honest with ourselves. We ladies, we take things for granted, you know. So he's always there for her, like you said. I give her a listening ear. She would say, oh, babe, please, I'm so tired. Can you help me pick up my clothes at the laundry when you're going to pick up your own? I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Oh, thanks. You be my guy. You be my G. You know, or she would say, oh, it's raining, no, and I can't drive. I'm tired. Will you come and pick me? And that kind of thing. And he's like, okay, yeah, come and pick you. So one day he decided that I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy anymore.
Wow.
She did a call in one of those calls that, oh, can you come over? And he just already said, no. You cannot keep on doing this to me.
That's the spirit, bro.
I love you. I want to be your boyfriend.
Wow.
You can't keep using me and then going to go and meet other guys. Even there are sometimes that he will be the one to pick her. She won't use an Uber. He will be the one to pick her, take her to another guy's house.
Hey, wait. sorry. Shout out to you, bro. You're the real MVP.
If anyone wants to take her to another guy's house, she's going to see another guy. Eh? You know, she's going for a date. And she will now, he will be doing, I don't want to give him back. I don't, come and drive me. He will come to her house, drive her. Worst part, when the date is over, she will not take Uber again. She will still call my guy. My guy too will go and pick her. I'm bringing her back home.
Are they together now as boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes, they are.
Okay. If they are not, I would have told you to give me that girl's address. Let me go and look for her and fight for that uncle.
You know, like I said, she did not see him in that realization, you know, and that money just like, look, I love you. I care for you. I can do better than every other guy that is treating you like, you know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot keep on playing with my own emotions. You know, they will say, oh, she's bored. He will go to the house. She will cook. They are watching a movie. You put your head on his shoulder. You are giving me feelings.
Oh, my Jesus.
So it's just annoying.
Don't do that.
And there are a lot of people that do that. I feel like if you're in that situation, tell the person outrightly, look, I love you. If you don't love me back, then you can't keep using me like this. You can't keep using me as your emotional parachute. Yeah, that's what he said. Your emotional
people,
parachute.
No.
Because that person rejected you, so you don't have something to lay on to feel comfortable.
I can imagine how he would have felt for him to say, come, see. Like, clear the table. I can imagine. That's really not nice.
Yeah. So if you like me, say you like me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good. But if you don't like me like that, I'll still be
possibility?
Your friend. But don't use me.
There's possibility she actually did like him.
Yes, now.
But what he now said now
reset her brain. Bing, bing, bing.
Wow. People really go through a lot.
Yeah. So if you're experiencing that, you could try that out too. But there are some that feel like, oh, again, the rejection, you know. But I feel like you should just damn the consequences. Don't be scared of rejection.
Yeah, and if you're trying that out, being blunt doesn't mean you'll be unkind.
Yeah.
Be kind with your words, too.
Yeah, true.
Be very kind
very
with your
true.
Words.
Don't go and be yabina. In the name of your being blunt.
In the name of your being blunt. Just be very, it's somebody you love. So be very, very, very kind with your words. Yeah. And women, please don't use him because he's Mr. Nice Guy.
Exactly.
He loves you. And that's why he's doing everything he's doing.
Just consider. We are not saying marry. You know, try it out. Try it out.
Me, I've tried. I've gone through heaven and hell back.
But now you're enjoying the benefit.
Eh? Give glory to
Shout
God.
Shout out to him. So that's that on the zone lane. Yeah. I hope we've helped somebody today to graduate from the zone lane to the, you know, main guy or main babe lane. Hope we've helped you. Yeah. So remember our words. Be kind. Be blunt. Let the person be aware. Don't hide the feelings in your cooler.
True.
Open it. Let the person know. So that the person will not be assuming or, you know, something. Let the person know how you feel. And if they don't accept you, my dear, there are still many guys and many babies out there waiting for you. All right?
Move on.
Just move on. Thank you, Precious.
You're welcome. I had fun. I enjoyed it.
I wish they could see you. Yeah, they'll definitely see you.
I totally enjoyed it.
Thank you. And also, thank you to our listeners. We know we've given you a shout out at the beginning, so we are giving you another shout out again because you make the, you know,
yells.
You make the community. We love.
You make it worth it.
You make it worth it. Thank you so much. And remember to share with your friends and your friends' friends and every of the Zoom people that you know. Let them know what it is. Thank you so much once again. Remember, all is fair in this game called love. Bye.